Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. This is week 10, day 3 of the study of Romans. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Romans 16, 17 through 21. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. Join me as we pray before we get started. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us today, God? Would you speak to us? We need to know you. We need to hear you. We need to perceive your presence in our lives, God. Come and touch us. Fill our hearts with your love and with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Romans chapter 16, starting in verse 17. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. This is one of those just kind of final, oh, by the way, thoughts from Paul. You know, he's thinking about the people that he's writing this letter to. And he's saying all of this out loud. You know, we're going to find out here just in a few verses that he's dictated this whole letter to a man named Tertius. And so everything Paul has done, he's said out loud. And who knows if Tertius wrote this for him while they were on a boat or traveling or sitting by candlelight at night. I mean, whatever the means by which Paul was doing this, it probably didn't happen in one sitting. It's probably over some time, and Paul's had some time to gather his thoughts, to come up with everything he wanted to say, and then this is like appended to the end of it. We really kind of ended the book of Romans in chapter 15, and this was tacked on because he wanted to greet all of these people, all of these beautiful people in the Lord. And I imagine, as he is speaking to all of these people, speaking out loud while Tertius writes this down, and he's listing off all of these names, and the Lord is reminding him of different people that he loves and that have helped and that the Roman church needs to know about, this pops into his head. This idea that, oh my gosh, listen, be careful. Be careful about people that want to come and rob from you every joy that we have in the Lord. There's no end to the number of people that, given the opportunity, they will rob your joy. They will steal what you have in the Lord if you let them. So Paul is warning them, don't let them. If you don't let them, if you don't give them an in, they can't do it. But if you let them in, if you listen to them, if you start taking to heart the things that they say that are contrary to the gospel, they'll rob from you what you have. They'll take the good things that the Lord has given to you spiritually, and they're also after your money and everything you have as well. They'll come after everything. When people try to fill their own appetites, it's amazing what they'll do. When people want to use and abuse you, it's amazing what they will do to you to get what they want. Especially if what they want is your money or your house or your time or your fame or, you know, whatever. It's amazing what people will do. And so I just imagine Paul, this just racing through Paul's mind as he's thinking about all these people that he loves. Listen, listen. Don't listen to these people. Don't have anything to do with them. You can almost hear Paul's grief in thinking about, you know, all of these people that he loves falling prey to someone like this. Verse 19. Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I rejoice because of you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. So Paul, again, and we're coming full circle back to something that I mentioned in week one. Paul made Romans about obedience. He doesn't mention it a bunch in the middle, but right at the outset, all of this is about obedience to Jesus. And all too often, people try and take Romans and say, well, it's about grace. It's not about obedience or you know, following any commands or anything like that. And Paul says just the opposite. Loving Jesus is obeying Jesus. That's what Jesus said in John 14 through 17. It's what Paul says in the book of Romans. Loving Jesus, knowing Jesus, loving God, knowing God, is obeying God. Now that obedience comes from faith, not from works. Our obedience is unto faith, believing that he sent his son to die for us, believing that he loves us, and everything else springs from there. But obedience is of critical importance. So Paul rejoices because he knows that they've been obedient, but he also warns them, be wise or be excellent, what is good, and to be innocent of evil. We need that today. Verse 20, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. The God of peace will crush Satan under our feet. We have an adversary. We have an enemy. We have an accuser of the brethren who daily accuses us before God. Every single day he's coming before God. Every single day he comes to us and he accuses us. And this God of peace, he is going to bring peace to us by crushing Satan. But he's going to crush Satan, not under his feet, under our feet. He's given us authority for that. I love that. That's amazing. Our last verse today for the day, 21. Timothy, my coworker, sends his greetings to you, as do Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my fellow Jews. These other guys, we don't necessarily know who they are, but we know Timothy. Paul wrote a couple of letters, a couple of epistles to him. But he goes right back into feeling this love for the believers in his life. And I love this. That's what I love about this chapter. This little passage that we read today is really just the only chunk that doesn't have to do with people, doesn't have to do with individual people. You know, he was remembering this, and it's an aside, it's a parenthetical statement. It's, oh yeah, before I go on, I have to say this. It's like the Spirit of the Lord was stirring him up to say these things, and he jumps back into it, and he says, Timothy, and Lucius, and Jason, and Sosipater, we send greetings. They love you like I love you. Oh, I feel this in Paul's voice. Romans to him is not some kind of theological exercise. Romans for Paul, it touched him deeply. It moved him. And I hope and I pray that this book, as you've gone through it, has moved you. I pray that if you haven't read it 10 times in 10 weeks, I encourage you. Listen to it on the Bible app as you drive, or sit down and read it at night or in the morning. Read it 10 times in 10 weeks. You will be amazed at how it changes your life. But I pray, hope and I pray that this has moved you and changed you. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I'll be back tomorrow with another day of the 10-Week Bible Podcast.